Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Build your future with Trade Institute of Victoria.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Someone inserted it into him.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Thank you, Websy, for the webbit.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Of course you feel good. You're tuning in.
Yes.
And it's Monday. We are ready to roll. Got a big show coming your way, Dave O'Neill.
Yeah.
Looking forward to Dave coming in, of course. Podcasts everywhere and shows in regional Victoria coming up. Mm-hmm. And we're going to discuss Wrexham, Bill.
What is it?
It's an incredible story of a soccer club in Wales mm-hmm. that have been bought by Hollywood Royalty.
Yeah.
And the joint is flying. It's airborne.
What,
they're down to the last 16 of the FA Cup, Rabbits.
Almost.
Come on. Don't you bloody try and death ride them. They're down to the last 16, Rabbits.
Yes,
it's an incredible story. So we're speaking to our man on the ground over there, Maxi.
Yes.
That's coming up shortly. And we're also going to discuss your 70th birthday, which happened on Friday. Hello to you, Pat.
Oh, g'day, Jim. And it was Saturday, by the way. Lovely day. Just 15, 20 blokes sitting around having a beer and a bet.
Oh, that's it.
Beautiful.
And how'd the birthday presents roll in?
They're coming.
Oh!
They're coming. The Fat Club gave me a $200 steakhouse voucher in Geelong.
Right.
That's good.
Right. And?
And Ruby and Josh gave me 4 steak knives.
Yeah. So they're the sort of minor presents.
No,
the main ones.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Nothing else.
Nothing from any of the boys, Oscar or Max.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing from Lucy up in Sydney. Nothing from the Dahl.
What the?
Nothing
from the Dahl.
No, nothing.
Bill.
Jim. I'm not,
shitty
or anything.
What the hell?
Well, I don't know. Tough times. Tough times.
What, for you?
Yeah. We're all fat. All I've got is a voucher to the steakhouse and 4 steak knives. I'm going to take me 4 steak knives and eat 4 steaks. On my own.
Don't look at Rabbits and myself.
No.
Nothing coming from over here.
Nothing from the
zero.
Girls here.
No, they're not giving you anything.
Nothing from my old terrible jumper here. G'day, Rabs. How are you?
We're getting a slight increase in the number of doses that we'll be getting to the state.
Oh. Oh, that's a good burp.
Right, it is a decent burp.
That's a good burp.
It's come from a long way back.
Do you know it's the 30th of January? January's nearly gone, Jim.
Well, thank you, Bill.
We're already into
Feb.
Aware
of the date.
Into Feb, yeah.
Well, we've got another day in January.
Have we?
Yep.
One more. And we've also got this, a nice little wappy.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Hey, nice little wappy, wappy.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Craig Kelly has officially been announced as the new CEO of Collingwood,
yes,
Jim.
Yes, our man.
Mm-hmm. Mm. But if you were listening to the Rush Hour last week,
right,
you would have heard that a week ago. Have they
Nuffy.
Appointed their new CEO yet, Collingwood?
Ned Kelly.
Yeah.
They have? No.
Haven't they?
No.
Well, he's about to.
Hasn't been appointed
Here's a recommendation from us to you, Sarah. When he is appointed, Craig Kelly, we call him Ned, he's a buffoon.
No.
So stay as far away from him as you can.
Why would I stay away from him?
Well, because he's no good.
Because he's friends of you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he's friends of us.
Sarah wrote that.
She makes a good point.
Very good point.
Anyone who's friends of us probably isn't equipped to be the CEO of anything.
Well,
that's what she was saying.
Yeah, 122 games for the Pies, a premiership player in 1990.
He was.
And a nice touch, Jim. He started there and he's going to finish there at Collingwood. So good luck to Ned.
Yeah, you're going
to
need it.
Yeah, right. St Kilda, Jeff Walsh has left the Saints, Jim.
Saw that.
That was one of their big appointments there at St Kilda, but due to family reasons. So all the best to Walshy there. Barley Smith at the Doggies
Who?
Has started training.
Who?
Barley.
Barley.
Bailey.
Right.
Get it right, Doki. Bailey Smith.
B-A-R-L-E-Y. Yeah. Or even B-A-L-I. Yeah, they both work. Barley Smith.
Bailey. Hmm. So he's back. But also Adam Treloar's a bit of a worry there. He's still got problems with that ankle, Jim. So a race against the clock, the old 8 day. So we'll see how he goes there.
Oh, come on.
The Brisbane Heat are through to their third final.
They are.
You said they'd win the other night when we spoke to you last week.
Their batting looked better, and it was.
They beat the Renegades by 7 wickets.
Renegades disappointed. No bowlers.
No, or Tommy Rogers.
Yeah, well, that's it.
Yeah, Roland Rocicelli.
They had very limited bowling at their disposal. Kane Richardson falling down didn't help. But,
no, a good chase.
Yeah, no, it was a decent game, but they'll be disappointed. But our man Finces will be disappointed.
He will be. So Thursday night, the Sydney Sixers take on the Heat, and whoever wins that plays Perth.
Yes,
in Perth. Yeah. But no more Aussies, so no more Stephen Smith or also Lyon.
Yeah.
Nathan Lyon or Renshaw, Khawaja or Lubashane.
Yeah, which is why the Scorchers are close to unbackable.
That's right.
Especially or Lance Morris. I think he has to go as well.
The wild thing. Yeah. And whom I love, but probably they can cover for him.
Well, and Jai Richardson will come back. He didn't play the other night.
Love him, Bill. Very important for England.
He's a nippy little.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful ball shape.
Hey, well done, Novak Djokovic.
No, I can't have him. I didn't watch a second of it.
He's too good.
Can't have him.
No, I like him. He won last night.
It's 10 out of 10. Perfection for Novak Djokovic. He returns to the centre of Rod Laver Arena, a court that has given him so much. 10 titles. 10 incredible victories, and he will well remember this one.
10 Australian Opens. A bloody good effort, Jim.
T-O-O-L.
Tool. Mm. Well, he's the GOAT.
K-N-O.
Hang on.
B.
K-N-O. Knob.
That's what he is, Bill. I'm not saying he isn't an extraordinary player, because he is.
Yes.
He's ridiculously good.
Unbelievable
player. It's just an ordinary setup for me.
All right, just for today, the 30th of January, just say well done, Novak.
I said extraordinarily good player.
Very emotional. He got up in the box there, very emotional. And then he comes out when they had the presentations on, and he had a tracksuit top on, Jim, with number 22 on it.
Ooh.
Which means that's how many Grand Slams he's won, equal with the Raf. So Raf and him, 22, Federer, 20.
Right.
So he's probably the best player we have seen. Jim?
Not for me.
All right, then.
I'm a Federer man.
Oh, yeah?
Because you're mixing not only brilliance on the court with proper behaviour.
All right. Mm-hmm. We won't worry about Tsitsipas, but well done. He comes second. But you know what happened in their doubles? The Aussies won the doubles,
yes.
Jim. Just like last year with the special K's. This was Team Kinky.
Yep.
And a good win there. I think they split 700,000.
Good.
And do we have any audio of them?
Oh, my God, what a point! What a finish! Hitchin Carter and Kubler, men's doubles champions, and it feels just right.
Well done to those boys.
Brilliantly done.
By the way, Novak, he won $2.975 million for that win last night.
That's a decent wedge.
That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
NFL, big games today. The Eagles have booked a spot in the Super Bowl.
So my man over there has been blowing up the bloody 49ers all year.
Mm.
And I said to him, I'll take your word for it because it's not a franchise I followed that closely.
No.
They had their ass handed to them.
Handed to them.
But the other game was an unbelievable game.
Well, the Chiefs beat the Bengals 23-20. But 31-7, the Eagles defeated San Fran. This is from Onion. Have a listen to this.
Yes.
Poor old San Fran. Nothing went right for the 49ers. Mm-hmm. First choice quarterback broke his ankle week 2.
Yes.
Second choice quarterback broke his leg round 8.
Yes.
Then the third choice quarterback, hard to say that. So he got injured in the first quarter.
Yes.
That's the third choice.
So they're down to a fourth stringer.
Then they brought in Josh Johnson, who replaced Purdy. Then he gets concussion today, Jim. Guess what? He's played in 14 different teams in his 15 years.
Crikey.
And he's the fourth choice.
Right.
So he gets concussion. He has to go off. So then one of the running backs becomes the fifth choice quarterback for the 49ers
today.
Hard to
win. Hard to win a playoff game with that as the backdrop.
That's right. So they're never going to get there.
No.
So now it's the Eagles and the Chief in Phoenix, Arizona, Jim.
Yes.
And it is Super Bowl number LV11. What's that?
I don't know. 50-something.
57, well done.
57, now Bill.
Yep.
I see Topics.
Topics, Brownless.
And then I see Brownless. How?
Because those two words go together like Batman and Robin.
Oh, no.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
They need key forwards.
Give me some else. There's no...
But you're all over.
Give me some else.
Some else. Give me some else.
And we're going to get an expert in the world game on Max Rushton from Stan Sport, host and commentator JB, because the story over in the UK has caught your eye.
It has, Maxie. Welcome to you.
Oh, look, very kind, very excited to be here. My favourite Geelong player of all time I'm speaking to now. I mean, I've followed your career since I was a small boy, even though I haven't heard of Australian rules football until I was about 17.
It's Billy Brownless here, Max. You're thinking you're speaking to Gary Ablett or someone, do you?
Well, I'd never heard of him either, but I appreciate everything that Gary's done for the game.
Now, Max, this story about Wrexham, a pox-ridden joint in bloody Wales. They were nearly going to the wall. They're in the fifth division. No one gave a stuff about them. The third oldest professional sporting club in the world. Suddenly a couple of amazing individuals from
Hollywood
in Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney. Dumped $3 million bucks in their lap, bought the joint, and now they're nearly down to the last 16 in the FA Cup.
Yeah, like it is a real feel-good story, actually, because quite often the people that come and buy football clubs are countries with terrible human rights records, sort of dispose of people they don't like. And to my knowledge, neither Ryan or Rob have done that in real life. So, like, this is a positive in terms of the comparison of people who normally buy football clubs. And it's easy to be cynical, you know, that everyone thought that's my 10-month-old just throwing things around the room. Apologies to him. Yeah. He's not a Wrexham fan. He actually thinks it's, you know, it's a cynical ploy to get people to watch a documentary. That's my son thinks.
He's got a good arm.
Exactly. He really does, actually. But the dream is that he has the broadest Australian accent, and I really abuse the Australian sporting system and the outdoor culture, and then he opens the batting for England. That is the plan. But, you know, more on that in like 17 years. So, you know, they came in and they started this documentary, which obviously I won't watch because it's not on Stan, and really you should only watch things on Stan. You can get a free trial for the Champions League, which is back in a couple of weeks at stan.com.au. But it is a really lovely story because they've come in and they've really bought into the community. Like you said, it's a really old club. Professional football in the UK is mad, right? There are more than 100 professional teams. Wrexham are currently in the fifth division. They are. Yes, I know, mate. Yeah. They are. And they're doing really well. No guarantees they'll get promoted. And they play Sheffield United in the FA Cup. And they were minutes away from getting through. Sheffield United are not bad. They're in the Championship. They're not in the Premier League. But you know, they pushed them so close, and Ryan Reynolds was there, and of course, everybody's very excited. More excited in Ryan Reynolds than in any of the actual players at this stage. But he's they appear to be doing it in the right way. They care about the community. They're nice people. They're not going wild. There are obviously teams in their division. If you've got money, everyone hates you. Right? I mean, I have no experience of that, but you two obviously are very successful broadcasters. You know, so everyone hates you because you're so rich. And people, it's the same with the clubs in their division who are just like, oh, I don't want this team with loads of money. But it has added, you know, we wouldn't be talking about this, would we? Let's face it, you'd have never called me if Wrexham hadn't been bought by Ryan Reynolds. So
that's right.
They're getting loads of coverage. they're getting loads of coverage, and they're doing really well. And I think you can only be pleased for them because Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney are nicer than human rights abusing states. Right.
So this, by the way, with your young bloke, after we saw Rory Burns open the batting for England last year, he just needs to hang on to a bat and they can pick him right now.
That first delivery was a disappointment, wasn't it?
Down to the 16 in the FA Cup, which would be amazing.
Yeah.
600 grand's worth of merch sold last month. You can't get a ticket to their home games.
How many?
Will Ferrell, David Beckham.
No.
It is just a nuts thing that's happened at this place.
Yeah, good.
And it must be really weird if you are a Wrexham fan of a certain vintage. You know, like I support Cambridge United, who are a sort of similarly small club. We're in League One, we're two divisions above. They actually stole our best player. He went down two divisions because they had so much money. But I'm not bitter about it. But, you know, if you're one of these tiny clubs and then suddenly you're just thinking, this is ridiculous. Like, Hollywood stars don't go to Wrexham. Like, they don't go to Wrexham, you know? But the real beauty of it is how they've bought into the community. They haven't just chucked loads of money at it. Mm. They are really, you know, they care about the women's team. They care about accessibility for disabled fans. They care about all these things that really every club should care about and not every club does care about. And there are so many teams who are terribly run, like at the lower ends of the Football League and in the National League. And as a fan, you have no real choice over who owns your club, right? You're just like, oh, yep. Well, this is, I didn't choose this. And so they've done everything in the right way. And at the moment, you can't see, you know, there's almost not a downside unless you're a Notts County fan who are second in the National League and don't have the millions and the Hollywood backing and all that comes with it.
It's a great story. It'd be like something like Hampton Park Football Club taking on St Kilda Football Club.
Interesting you bring up Hampton Park.
Well,
I have something to say about Hampton Park.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, I don't know the demographic of your audience. Do you have many car thieves that listen to you?
Yeah, we do, and they love it's black Subarus.
Of, right. Because the other day, like, for this, I lived in central London for like 20 years, and I've moved to Australia, and I live in Northcote, and the amount of times I say, oh, it's what you can leave your laptop on the porch, nothing happened, you know, it's just this breezy, easygoing life, it's so safe. Anyway, a really nice young person broke into my house last week and took all my credit cards and the car keys. And this is another piece of advice. If you are changing the bank you pay your car insurance with, really make sure the direct debit's going through, because otherwise I'm not going to go two-footed on the insurance company yet, because they still might pay out. But if they don't, get me back on and I will absolutely have them. Because it's kind of funny, but it's also $30,000 that I don't have. Somebody nicked my Subaru, and if anybody is in, and then they went to McDonald's at 3 a.m.
Good on them.
At 3:16, they spent $40 at McDonald's. At 3:30, they went back to McDonald's in Hampton Park and spent another $30. How hungry were they?
Like, you know, starving.
This is just a guy going, oh my God, I really need a Big Mac. I need 17 Big Macs, and then that's not enough. So ideally, like, you know, hopefully somebody is driving along and there is a black Subaru with the Rego APS 514.
Yes. APS 514.
APS. What a great story this would be for this show.
Yeah.
Right? Because, you know, you're under pressure from breakfast. They're doing well at the moment. You know, you just got like, we need this show to be the best show, right? And the rush out. And imagine if you found this car, what a feel-good story that would be for all of them.
Well, we lost.
Well, Champions League, by the way, you find on Stan Rabbits.
Yeah, back
beautifully hosted by Max.
Back Feb 17. Max with Foz and Boz, a couple of Australian football's finest. Jeez. It's all ad-free, live and on demand, exclusive to Stan Sport. That's the Champions League, by the way.
Yeah, I like it, Maxie. Thanks for filling us in on Wrexham. It is a ripping story.
And the black Subaru. Good luck.
Yes, could somebody find my car, please?
That's Max Rushton on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And that's when probably we were better friends, not now.
Exactly.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw, steak knives, brownless.
That's
all he got for his birthday, sucked in.
And a steak voucher. But 1-3-3-5-3, get on the dog and bone now. Give us a call. Mm-hmm. We'll just have a chat. But I want to talk about how bloody expensive things are nowadays, Jim.
Right,
prices have just gone berserk with COVID. Yes. And then over the last year, if you go to the dentist and you want to have a root canal or also a crown.
Oh, my God. Jim, this is juvenile.
No, but you know how much that costs. The other day, Jim, I went to get a key cut and I gave my key over. He gave it back.
With another one?
Yeah, two of them. So $10. $10 for a key cut, Jim.
Yes, that's about right.
It used to be $2 or $3, $10, Jim. I went for a coffee. This was in Sorrento, New Year's Day. So I understand this, Jim, because obviously the wages are 2.5 times. $8 for a coffee, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day.
I was down there New Year's Day.
Sereno.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't see.
I am too.
But how much?
Given the nick you would have been in.
Fruit and veggies and meat and all that. Just gone.
Well, fruit is an interesting one.
Yes.
So I go down to my local fruit and veg the other day.
Righto.
I actually had no intention of going in there. I was down there to buy other stuff. And then I looked in there, those plastic bags of grapes.
Yes.
And I thought, I said, they look nice. And I had just polished off the ones at home.
Oh.
So I'll do the right thing. I'll go and get that bag of grapes to replace the ones I've just eaten.
Good work.
I'll hand them over to the lady. Nothing else.
No.
Just a bag of grapes.
How much?
That'll be $19.75.
No.
I said, I beg your pardon.
$19.
$19 for a bag for a thing of grapes. Oh, Bill.
Well, I'm telling
that's
you,
taking
Jim.
The piss.
No, no. So hence.
Hence.
133353.
Yes.
How much did you pay?
I think that's the question.
Whitney wrote it down.
How much did you pay?
How much did you pay, Jim? That's the question. How
when
much
were you ripped off? I think is what
or
we need.
Or when were you ripped off? Because
unusual.
Meat, if you've been to the butcher's later.
No, no.
Later. Even lately.
Later. Stop talking. People are ringing 133353. When were you ripped off?
Oh, how much did you pay?
$200 Neverland store voucher to give away. This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm not a fighter.
No, I can see that.
I'm not a lover.
Either.
I don't know. Actually, don't know.
Don't know what you are.
We're asking, when have you been ripped off?
Yes.
Bill, how much have you paid?
Exactly right. Keys cut, $10 for a key, Jim.
Yep.
No, no, no. Let's go to Tate in Brighton East. G'day, Tatey.
G'day, Fat. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. When have you been ripped off?
Just lately, I was up in Byron Bay at a certain pub, probably won't name and shame, but paid $18.80 for a pint.
No way. $18.80.
Wow.
Yep.
That's a lot. That's
was it close
much.
To the beach, Tate?
It was. They all are, Bill. They all are.
Well, the Great Northern's down a little bit. That's not a bad little pub. But
yeah, I've never been to Byron Northern. Bay.
You've never been?
Never been.
Do yourself a
favour.
I
hear it's great, yeah. I've just never been there. But I ain't paying $18.80.
Well, you do, Jim. You know why? The government put up, they have a beer tax twice a year on beer. And they put it up. The government
really?
Do. Yeah. So then the pubs have to. To be in line with that.
Is that what you found down at the Creamy?
Yes. Let's go to Vinny. Oh! He's down in Tassie. Hey, Vinny.
Hey, boys. How you going?
Vincenz.
When have you paid too much?
Just on the weekend. I sent the young fella down to the local takeaway to get $8 chips to feed a tribe.
Yeah.
Came back with a handful of chips for $8.
No.
Yeah, why?
So I rang the shop and handed
him.
Yeah. Yep. I know the price of potatoes has gone through the roof, but that's just ridiculous.
Why $8 as a matter of interest?
Oh, I don't know. It's quadrupled the price, I think. He's trying to make some money.
No, no. Why wouldn't you give him 10 or 5 or something?
Because I'm a tight ass. That's why. A bit like you.
$8. Thank
beautiful.
You, Vinny.
Well done, Vin.
Jules is there. G'day, Julie.
Hey, JB and Bill. How you going?
Good. When have you been ripped off, Jules?
Well, Billy, I went to a hair salon to have some braids put in my hair.
Yeah.
And it cost me $300.
No.
And then I shopped around and I now get them put in for $100.
$300?
Yeah. JB, honest to dear God, I was ripped right off.
That's unbelievable.
How long did it take, Jules?
Well, it took the original salon about an hour and a half. Mm. I now get them put in within 3/4 of an hour.
For 100.
Wow. That is ridiculous.
But in Bali, they do it, don't they? How much does it cost when you go there?
Bali?
Yeah.
I've never been to Bali, Bill.
Why not, Jules?
Never been
but
there.
I'd love to go.
Yeah. But that's.
Why don't we go together, Bill?
Yeah, we can go.
Give it to Bill as a birthday present.
I'll get my hair braided.
Yeah, good. Stay there, Jules. Scotty's in Lavington, New South Wales. Hello, Scotland.
How you going?
Which
good man.
Is Aubrey. Jim, Aubrey.
Wodonga and Aubrey?
That's it.
Wodonga and Aubrey.
When did you get ripped off, Scotty?
Mate, it was New Year's Day. Our local pool cafe shut due to the chip shortage, so we had to get some dinner menu logged in. So we got 18 potato cakes, 2 large drinks, and a family-sized chips, $110.
No. 18 potato cakes, large family chips, 2 drinks.
2.
Yep. Yeah, that's a bit much.
That's a touch much.
Where'd they come from? Melbourne?
No, they just get menu log. They get into you on public holidays. So,
That's too much, Bill. Stay there, Scotty. Jim, Harry's in Windsor. Oh, hello.
Anyone? Harry.
Are we going all the way to Montecito?
Big Harry in Windsor.
We got H on. His books are rip-off.
Hey, fellas.
What do you got, H?
There's Harry in Windsor.
Long story short, fellas, I was travelling around Europe about 12 weeks ago. Started in Malta. Didn't have any washing services for the clothes. Knew I was going to Turkey about 2 days later. Got to Turkey, got to the hotel, said, here's my bag of washing. There was, you know, a few shirts, some shorts, a pair of socks, jocks, the whole lot. Total bill, €240.
Which hell? Is 400?
It's about 400 Aussie, yeah.
Jeez.
Nah, so I said, look, love, I could go down to the markets in Turkey and buy myself a washing machine, bring it back to the hotel and do my own washing. But yeah, it was a bit pricey, so I took a bag of washing upstairs to the hotel room and actually washed them in the shower with the shower gel and stuff. So I just was not going to pay $400 for a bag of washing.
No, I don't blame you.
To no,
that's too, no, Bill, that's too much. I'm with him. €240.
Yeah, exactly.
That's ridiculous.
No, exactly right.
Is that all we got, Bartholomew?
We got Glenn in Heathcote.
Hello, Glenny.
Hello, Bill. How are you, Jimmy?
Yeah, good, Glenn. How are you
first
going?
First time caller, long time listener.
Oh, good on you. Nice bakery at Heathcote.
Yeah, exactly. We've got two in there, but then as your first drive in, the very first one's Gaffney's.
That's it? Beautiful.
Yeah. Anyway, Bill, it was just my mate come back from the Gold Coast, him and his family. Yeah. And lovely producer, which I probably might have stuffed it up. One of the rides, I was beginning the theme park. It cost between $300 and $400.
Wow, for a theme park.
The theme park.
I think you said that. For $300 or $400 to get into
one
a theme
kid
park.
Into a theme park.
Wow, Butter that's off. Ridiculous, Glenn.
That's what he thought. All right, Fat, not bad from you. Not bad. Old topics.
It was actually a good one.
Yes. Well, where are you headed with our magnificent prize from Neverland and the sucked in onion with all my emails?
Yes.
Where are we going?
Well, I would have gotten the Harry, but he actually didn't pay the $240.
Right.
So we're going with Jules, who got the hair braided
for $300.
And she's off to Bali, I think.
Oh,
have we got a prize?
God.
Yeah, a $200 Neverland store voucher, the home of Australian streetwear. Also, they're having a massive warehouse sale. Put this one in your calendar for the first weekend of March. 30 Warwick Avenue, Preston. Massive deals to be found. Don't miss out.
Thank you, guys. I'm stoked.
Good on you, Jules. You still got it braided, the hair?
Yeah. It's sort of like a rasta sort of Bob Marley look, Bill.
Oh, good on you.
Here we are.
Just sitting back smoking.
And if you still want to go to Bali, give me a call.
Right. I've got your number, Jules.
Jules is fully taking it out of you.
No,
I love
she's
it.
Not.
She doesn't
she
want any part
to get
of
get over with Big Wilbur.
Yeah, you're like one of those prophets that sit on the Balinese beach and, like, at the temples. That's what you look like.
With your steak knives.
Yeah, that's it.
Shut up and go to a break.
All right.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Bill, that's just shameless.
I'd say it didn't go to air.
No, it didn't go to air. But it couldn't go to air.
Rosie is in the studio, not for feedback,
welcome,
but for another
Rose.
Purpose.
What do you got?
Happy birthday for Saturday.
Thank you, Rose.
Now, Whitney and I have organised something.
Do I know what's happening here?
I don't know.
I do.
I need to blindfold Bill.
By the way,
good. Blindfold
it
Bill.
It's not a milestone birthday. It's not a 50th or a 75th.
No, but sometimes 72. You get presents because you're just annoying and we want you to shut up about it.
So here we go. Blindfold Fat. He can't get around his massive melon. All right. Where's Whit?
Oh, smells of chips. What?
Here she comes.
Righto, what's Whit's got?
Hello. Hang on.
Oh, this is good radio.
Jim's opening the door.
That's it. Rap
Whitney's coming through now with Bill's present, and Bill is blindfolded.
Yeah. So Bill can't see. Good.
Right. Yes.
Here we go.
Yes! I got some drawers. I've been asking here at work for 2 years, even though we've only been here one, for some drawers.
6 months.
And guess what? I've got my drawers. What do you call it?
It's a caddy. We're not allowed to have them in this office anymore. So Whitney had to go and ask permission from our content director, Dave Cameron.
Yes, whether he could have his own drawers.
Have a look in the bottom drawer.
Oh, hello.
Special present.
Oh. Hello.
Oh,
what's in there, Fat?
Oh, and a bin.
Oh. Yes.
Oh, bin's brown.
Oh, no. Bins gets his own bin.
Yes, because we're not allowed to have bins either for some reason, Jim.
Look at him.
Why?
Look, now he's posing for a social media photo. So, Fat, you got your own drawers on wheels and your own bin.
And bin liners. And that's a great present.
Oh, well, don't say we don't get you anything.
No, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Well done, girls here and busy. I don't know what you're doing in here, but anyway, welcome. But that's nice. That's exactly because I have a lot of information I store.
Are you cramping?
No.
I have a lot of information.
I've got a lot that I need because I look back on stuff.
He's actually cramping.
No, I'm all right. So I've got a bin and some drawers. There we go.
I started with Oz Stereo
in
1993. And have never had a desk.
30 years ago.
Yep. But never had a desk. Have I?
I started in 1995 and I've never seen you at a desk.
I've never owned Jim, a desk in any of the places we've worked in.
You walk in here, say hello to two people that you know. And
Everyone attached to our show I say hello to.
And then you walk in here in to here the studio.
And put my laptop. So you've been here a minute and you've got a desk.
Well, I'm here a lot longer, preparing the show, doing the running sheet, running sheet with wits. We do that. Max up next and then Dave O'Neill.
No. Max was it? 4:05.
We've already done Max. That we've was done a fair him while ago. Mind you, I reckon if we had a lizard, he'd still be on the
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That one's called Shelley. Shelley Craft.
Dave O'Neill, not far away,
ooh,
a podcast superstar, but also shows to regional Victoria.
Funny little chubby man.
No, very good man. So you'll hear from him directly, but no.
Yes, Jim, it is time.
Oh, no. Listen, if you're thinking maybe I might have a late afternoon Monday beer or go and make yourself a cup of tea.
Yes.
Or get out of the car and go and get some fuel.
You're supposed to.
Now is when I'd do it.
You're supposed to.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, this is Bizarre. It's Billy's look at the weird side of footy and other stuff.
Five.
Very good today.
Is it?
No. Yes, old drawers and bins brownless here. Don't worry about that. Very nice birthday present. Thank you, Triple M. Dave Cameron. Good man. Good man. Now...
Only because he okayed your drawers.
Yeah. Well, that's good of him to do that. He didn't have to.
He is a very good man, but that's why you're saying it.
Yeah, that's right. Now, good one as usual, and we start at...
What's at number five, Fat?
Well, Rinky Higgin-Carter.
No. Higgin-Carter.
What Higgy, is it, Rubs?
Rinky. It's Rinky Higgin-Carter.
Higgin-Carter.
Well, same thing. Right, yeah. He's the Australian winning doubles champ, Jim.
Yes.
Over the weekend, he won the doubles. He thanked everyone except his playing partner.
And then lastly, just to everyone who's come out this entire 2 weeks, you know, it's been ridiculous. I've never experienced anything like it, and I hope I can more in the future. So thank you very much to everyone for the last 2 weeks. and most importantly, thank you to Coops for playing with me.
Why not?
he forgot Coops. Rinky.
His own partner.
So if you watch that game, when they win match point, he hits a forehand and just falls over. Oh. So the ball's still in play. Luckily, the ball went out, but he just felt he's lying down in the court. I don't know what happened to Rink, but a good player. Well done to you, Rink.
Yes.
How about number four, Bins?
Oh, Jim, this has hit New Zealand. Unbelievable. Ah! Yeah, that's all the sheep. But this is, they're perplexed over there, all the news crews, because there's a spate of sausage and bread spotting. People are putting sausage and bread in different places. Oh. And have a listen to the drama queen here reporting.
This week, New Zealand found out that over on Waiheke Island, someone has been leaving sausages in people's letterboxes anonymously. Well, this morning, I can exclusively reveal that here in Point Chevalier on Auckland's mainland, last night, someone left a sausage on a fence. Now, this compares quite intensely to the sausages left on Waiheke Island. Those ones were cooked, wrapped in bread with a bit of butter and tomato sauce. Now, this Point Chevalier sausage was actually raw and left in a crust.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It's weird. That's a news... The news crews are reporting on that, Jim. A sausage on the fence, it was.
Not a heap of action over there in New Zealand.
They had a bit of rain.
They've had lots of rain. Yeah, all right.
What's at number three, Coco?
Now, have a listen to 10-year-old Jasmine Carney, who fought off a shark in Florida. Have a listen to Jasmine.
She had to undergo surgery on her right foot where the bite took place. Jasmine's doctor and family members say they are simply amazed by her positive, outgoing spirit.
Something grabbed me, so I'm like, don't you touch me. It looked pretty big, and it was gray. It hurt, so I'm like, kick it, run away.
Good on her. 10-year-old, good girl. Well done, I like that.
Right.
Well done, Jasmine.
Give us number two, Smack.
Number two. Two kangaroos crashed into a sleeping family.
Yes.
They were in a tent, Jim. in New South Wales. Mm-hmm. I think they were German, if you have a listen to the lady here. It believed the pair were fighting over a female, the kangaroos.
Don't get near them.
Jim, the kangaroos are fighting, like standing up, punching up.
I told you that I went for a run and was confronted by a massive boomer grabbed a bloody stick because they're dangerous bastards.
Well, these two are punching on. Yeah. Go through a sleeping family's tent.
Yes.
Out, out, out. Mm. Did you hear her?
I did.
Yes.
I did hear her.
That was her. Mm. And anyway,
what do you got at number one, Bill?
Well done, Bill. Now,
well done, Bill.
We love which bit. Dangerous Dave. We love him here at Triple M.
There's never been a less dangerous man.
Hence his name, Dangerous Dave. Been on air for a long time here at Triple M. Yep. So he was on air the other day and poor old Dave.
Hello, Triple M. Who's this?
Scott.
Scott, you're on, mate, for our competition. How are you, buddy?
Awesome. I'm great. Thank you.
Yeah, what are you doing? What's happening?
Just laying in bed.
What the bloody hell? It's 10:30, Scott. It's time to get your lazy ass out of bed and start your day.
I had a stroke in 2017.
All right.
Dangerous. Never call again. Never take a phone call again, Dangerous.
Dangerous, fair.
You've got to be better than that.
Oh, come on,
what's
Dangerous.
What's he on about, Dangerous?
Well, he didn't know, obviously. He didn't know, but yeah. And he's a good man. We love him, but we move on. We must have a
How
song.
How do we move on from that?
Let's go to the good times by INXS and Jimmy Barnes.
Oh, my God.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And Sauce. He doesn't like these nights, Sauce. So, but he came up to they were auctioning off.
What is this?
They were auctioning off his jumper.
What was that?
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. I'm going to do it all thanks to the Trade Institute of Victoria. Build your future with the Trade Institute of Victoria. Start on your way to becoming a registered builder with the Trade Institute of Victoria. Head to tiv.vic.edu.au.
Well said, Rabsy. Now, did you listen to the 400 top barbecue songs over the weekend?
No.
On Triple M?
I didn't.
No. Oh. It's called the Barbecue Bangers 400.
Yeah, I knew it was happening. I didn't listen to it.
Oh, it was unbelievable. I was driving up from Geelong. When was that? Friday. And it was three great songs. But I want to give you the top three.
Come on.
Of the 400, Jim. So number three was?
Men at Work.
Classic. Classic song, Jim.
Yes.
Number two, Nirvana.
Yeah, awesome.
Yep. And the top song in the 400 top barbecue bangers was.
Hey, really?
Hey, Sandip. How good. So, what would have yours been?
Question without notice. I'm a Stones man, Bill, so Give Me Shelter, I would have.
Righto. The Killers, Mr. Brightside was six.
Yeah, I like that.
Times Like These, eight. And You're the Voice, Johnny Farnham.
Johnny
11.
Farnham. That's good.
11. So that was good.
Hey, while we're doing well done's, well done to, now, have I got this pronunciation right, Rabbits? Jordan Mailata?
Yes.
From the Philadelphia Eagles. Aussie. Was with the Rabbitohs, I reckon, in the NRL.
Yep.
Fringe player. Couldn't really get a start.
Yeah. Gone I think they over said there, he was Bill. Too big.
Did they?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, he's going to play in the Super Bowl, but like we've had lots of punters and kickers, and that I'm not downplaying that because that's so bloody important. But
where does he play?
This bloke's in the defensive unit. Like he's out in the middle.
Yeah,
he's a big boy, and he's a bloody star. So good, well done to him
from Sydney. Also, Aaron Sipos. Yeah, he might.
We're desperately trying to get him up.
And we wanted to say happy birthday to Molly. Of course,
the great man Malta turned 80.
80
superstar. Don't you love him?
Leave
he just got to keep his trolleys on when he gets up on stage. We don't need to see that wrinkly ass ever again. Ever again, Mole, if you're listening, and he does. He loves the
he
show.
Does.
But 80, what a champion he is. Well done.
A couple
of
Melbourne Storm legends went to his birthday too, Billy Slater and Cooper Cronk.
Why wouldn't they? Well, he loves the Storm.
He loves the Storm.
He does.
Exactly.
He does. Yeah. And his Saints.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You're on a bound, do you think?
I think they're on a bond or bound.
Last time this man joined us, he was telling us about his many podcasts.
Yeah, I do The Junkies with Kitty Flanagan. That's all about snack food. And then there's somehow related with Glenn Robbins. We do that at his aged care facility.
To find out what he's up to this year, please welcome Dave O'Neill.
Good to have you in, Dave O'Neill.
Hughesy! Oh, that's going, everybody.
I still get introduced as Dave Hughes on stage. It happened at the last gig we did, that's right.
We're at a gig. And the MC actually he took it quite serious.
Eddie had.
Very serious. And introduced him as Dave Hughes. And we're all going, oh, no.
I'd like to have Hughes's money.
But you are the podcast king.
Yeah, there's a lot of money in that.
Yeah. Is there any money in it?
There's money starting, but you get a few ads and stuff, you know. You do it because you love it, Billy, JB. That's why you do it, because you love it. But there is. I do it with Glenn Robbins. He's loaded anyway. So he doesn't have to worry about money.
Tell us about that one, because it's called Somehow Related.
Yeah, and you get two topics. We get two topics and got to work out how they're related.
Yeah.
So the other day we did Italy and red underpants, and there's some connection there.
How?
And so, well, because on New Year's Eve, everyone wears red underpants in Italy.
In Italy.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently. Right. And so we spoke to Kate Langbrook because she lived in Italy for a year. Yeah, and a couple of years, and so she didn't know, but anyway, she's always fun to talk to.
Well, we had a little snippet of that sent to us, Dave, and well, let's have a listen.
Let's call her up.
Hey, buongiorno.
Kate, we haven't spoken in a long time, but I just want you to know we're actually doing our podcast, and we've rung you. So don't say anything inappropriate because you are going out to our listeners right now.
You
number one,
disrespectful.
What the hell?
What about Glenn? Use your imagination there. What she said.
Glenn was trying to set it up and be all do the right thing.
Yes.
She's gone back.
Oh, I've known Kate for a long time, man. You can't hold her back, Kate Langbrook. There's no way.
And then the latest topic was David Bowie and Scouts.
Yeah. I'll tell you the connection there is that David Bowie did his first gig at a scout hall.
So, fair dinkum.
Yeah.
So do you know this or you work it out?
No, we work it out. Well, the computer tells us the answer at the end.
Computer?
The computer assistant.
No. But you were you in scouts or cubs?
Absolutely.
Because you look like a scout boy.
My dad was a scout leader. And don't worry, there wasn't a court case, as we say. And when I did radio with Hughesy, when there was a lull in the conversation, he always say, tell the audience again how old you were when you left scouts. I'm like, 24. So I was a scout for a long time. But you can be a venturer and a rover as well.
Did you go that?
Yeah, I was a rover. Yeah.
You were a rover?
Yeah, I was a rover. Yeah, but scouts. I was in the gang show too. Are you guys cool enough to know what the gang show is?
No.
It's the theatre show that Girl Guides and Boy Scouts put on every year. It's done all around Australia. Yeah.
I know that.
And Shane Jackson was in it. Kenny. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got my first pash in the gang show.
Nice.
What was his name?
There it is.
We love the scouts.
Tell us about working with Glenn Robbins. We all know Glennie.
He's funny.
He's Uncle Arthur, but also Russell Coit. He's loved by Australia. He's an icon.
Like, honestly, we went to Perth and did a gig, and we turned up to this sailing club. And they always assume I'm his driver and security because I'm a big guy. So the guy, the Commodore meets him there, and the Commodore, and he's Glenn, such a big fan of yours. Here's some champagne on arrival. Then he looks at me and he goes, your driver can have a mineral water, and sort of pushes me to the side. Glenn's like, no, he's another comedian, that guy. Oh,
didn't he think it was KD Lang?
No, that's me. No, he's obviously not a fan of lesbian crooners from Canada. But no, Glenn is quite a character. You know, his mother was in aged care for a while, and he was in the lift, and some woman asked him what room was he in. So I know he's in his 60s, but anyway.
Gee, he's been funny. You just look at him. He's one of those blokes you look at.
Kath and Kim.
Yeah.
Everything he touches turns to gold.
Yeah, it's incredible. That's why I've hooked my wagon to him. I'm still waiting. We're doing this podcast for 7 years. We're still waiting.
Still waiting for your big day.
Yeah, exactly.
And you do one with who else? Kitty Flanagan?
Kitty Flanagan.
Yep.
Talk about snack food, because obviously I'm fat and I love snack food. I love twisties and that kind of stuff.
Which one's cheese?
I don't like cheese. Yeah.
Don't
I
eat
like
chicken?
Chicken. Oh, I love chicken too, but I prefer cheese.
Right, okay.
Yeah. What are you?
I'm a chicken. I love chicken.
Yeah, you're the elbows. The Prime Minister is a chicken.
Is he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he famously said he was chicken twisty man. That's right.
I don't get, though, explain this to me, Dave, why you have to be one or the other. Like, you can enjoy both.
I know. That's true. That's true.
But everyone seems to think you got to choose.
But Albo said, I love kick and twisty. Yeah, great.
If my teenager listens,
that's Albo. Yeah, that's Albo.
Dad, you can't do that. You'll get cancelled if you do the elbows. Yeah. Apparently, I emphasise the lift too much because he's got a bit of a lift. Yeah, like lift. Yeah.
Under, it's not going to be easy under Albanese. Well, you'll be eating mutton under Dutton. Don't get under Barnaby Joyce. He's got 8 kids already.
Anyway, my kids are always onto me about getting cancelled because I've got one at uni now.
Oh,
he's doing arts. I'm so proud. And that's what I did. That's what his mother did. And he's like, you're going to get cancelled. He's just worried that, you know, he'll have to leave uni and get a job if I get cancelled. He'll be the breadwinner of the family.
Did you live out where? Out the sticks there?
No, I'm northern suburbs. Yeah. I'm northern. Clifton Hill. There's nothing remarkable about my suburb except as you go over the Heidelberg Road flyover, and I reckon people imagine it, there is a McDonald's right next to a brothel. Have you seen?
No, I have not.
Have you seen that? Anyone seen that? No. You don't know the name of that one? Or?
Yeah.
Scarlet Lady.
No.
Oh, yeah. But don't worry, it doesn't say that on your credit card statement, guys. Clifton Hill Cafe.
Hey, we need to take a little break with you, Dave O'Neill. More to discuss, including shows coming up.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Do we want to go there or not?
No. Well, it depends what we're talking about.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Dave O'Neill joins us, who, by the way, has a show this Thursday night, JB, at the Truwell Estate out near Broadford and Seymour. Just head to truwellestate.com.au/what's-on for tickets.
Wow, where is the Truwell
Estate? It's near Seymour. I'm with Evan Hocking, whose brother Heath, of course, was an Essendon legend.
Yep.
Heath
Hardner.
Yeah, and then I'm also on with Brad Oakes, who loves the pies, not the team, the actual.
Yeah, he's just eating the hot one.
And he doesn't like being told.
He actually loves the Magpies. So anyway, I don't know. You know, it's going to be a good night Thursday night.
It's up in the Golden Valley there. Oh, is it beautiful. On the Golden River that way?
Oh, I hope so. I don't know.
Well, you don't know.
I've never been there. Hopefully I'll get one of those excellent, what do they call them, craft beers.
Oh, aren't they great?
Are they?
No.
I prefer the old school.
I was talking about this the other day because who did we speak to who was a Solomon heir?
Oh, no. Oh, a wine person.
Yeah, well done.
How did you know that's what he was saying?
Well done, Dave.
Merrick Watts.
I'm a bit like you. Oh, Merrick loves his wine. Yes.
But why not just have a nice Carlton draft at these wineries?
Exactly.
Why wouldn't they have
that? Exactly. And it always annoys me when they go, we made it here. I'm like, is that good? You don't go to the chemist and go, can I get some antibiotics? Oh, we've got the stuff from the factory, or we've got some we made here. I prefer my beer made with a... when someone's wearing a hairnet, because all the beer makers are hipsters now. They've got beards and stuff.
And they're fruity.
Yeah, these got a hint of watermelon.
Yeah, you know. We don't want that. No. See, Jim, that's what I was trying to say. Just
I want
for
something
the beer
that
drinkers.
Something that makes me vomit on a train on the way home. Yeah, that's what I want.
Smack bang on the Golden River.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be lovely.
Ah, it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be beautiful.
Oh, well, I bought some wine the other day, Dave. And after just 3 bottles of wine at my local bottle-o, and the bloke goes, do you want one of these beer? You want one of them for free? And I looked at it, and they look like an elongated Red Bull can.
Yeah.
With lime beer or cranberry beer or something else beer.
No good.
And I went, what do I want that?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, I don't understand why you would want that.
Well, all the young, you know, I've got a 9-year-old, they all love that kind of stuff. But they're also into vaping, too.
Vaping,
Vaping. Yeah, vaping. Well, as my 14-year-old, a lot of his friends vape and they all think they're tough. But it's hard to be tough when you smell like strawberry shortcake. That's what I say. Here come the blueberry boys.
Look out.
Because remember in our day, smoking was used to intimidate people on the trains and
tough.
Stuff.
They were tough guys.
Yeah. And so they'd have their Winnie Blues and they take a breath and they go, what are you looking at? And then they blow the smoke in your face. Yeah. You're like, oh, I don't know. Now they're just like with their vapes, like, what are you looking at? Oh, that's nice. What is that? Papaya?
I used to smoke during footy games.
Who?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. They're in the good old days. Even in the VFL, AFL.
Yeah, no
they'd
doubt.
Have a whiskey bloody at oath. 3-quarter time when it's cold.
I went to Vicky Park, one of the last Collingwood games against the West Coast Eagles, and I was standing behind 4 Collingwood supporters who were smoking a great big spliff.
Oh, right.
Right in front of me. Wow. They're only about 3 metres from the edge
That'd
of the ground.
Collingwood, yeah.
And
Collingwood.
It was just reeking of marijuana smoke. Tell me this, with regard to your kids. Are your kids like me, and that is they drink whatever I pay for.
Yes.
And then never replace it. Do your kids do that?
Never replace anything. That's right. And, you know, I've got, how old, 14, so he can't drink.
No.
You can have a bong, but that's...
vape.
Vape. 14, 16, and 19. And it's, you know what, it's like being... in the they fight all the time. So it's like being stuck in the middle of a really shit court case that you can't escape.
Yeah.
Because you're meant to be like the UN and keep the peace, but you can't resort to violence.
Yeah.
Whereas all our dads, they were like the Taliban. You know what I mean? They used a public thrashing to sort out all their disputes.
And then it was all over.
Yeah, it was all over.
Done,
quickly.
And then we move on.
Wouldn't matter where it was, in the front lawn, bloody Nana's funeral, whatever. Dad was sorted out. But we can't hit the kids. So you can't hit them.
No, you can't do that anymore, Dave.
Not at all. Well, I mean, I got hit by my parents, my teachers, even strangers had a crack at me. So, and Dad used to thank them when the guy in the milk bar used to belt us. Dad,
yep.
Yeah, he deserved that. Yep.
That's it. Without even finding out what you did.
Yes. And the other thing that shocked me when I had teenagers was parent-teacher night. Now, you would have, all guys, you would have been through this.
Yep.
When the kid comes with you and sits with you as the teacher lies to your face about your own child.
Yeah, how good they are.
Yeah, how good they are. You're like, you check the name. Is it O'Neill?
Yeah.
Of course, in our day, we wouldn't go. There's no way you'd go. You'd stay at home and you pretend to be asleep under your Star Wars doona. Then you'd hear the station wagon coming around the corner. You'd hear the back door. I'd hear the back door banging open. I could hear Dad pulling off his belt and Mum saying, don't go too hard on them, Kevin.
Kevin O'Neill.
Kevin O'Neill.
Did you ever get the cane?
At school, we got the belt.
Oh, I got the belt at school.
Feather duster too at primary school. Yeah, which was, that was like a cane.
Mm.
My dad, when he was at school, the guy had a number of canes named after different planets. So he goes, I think we'll be getting Mars today. They're learning about planets while they're getting thrashed. So anyway, someone was telling me today that when the kids are naughty these days at primary school, you just go to like the butterfly room where you get sent and you get to look at an iPad or?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, no.
Have you heard about the butterfly room? No. The butterfly room, look at an iPad or bounce a ball or something.
Bounce a ball.
Well, I had this thing at my kids' school, which it happens at schools. They had the opening of the friendship tree. Now, I'm like, what's that? We didn't have that at primary. He goes, oh, it's a special tree you go to when you're feeling sad and lonely and you can meet other sad and lonely kids.
Oh.
Yeah, I've seen that tree. No one goes near it. It's like.
Why would you?
The kids at the friend. He goes, did you have a friendship tree at your school, Dad? I'm like, oh, behind the shelter sheds, I suppose. So, <no.
laughs> oh, I like it.
Kevin's on fire.
How do we get these tickets to get along, CJ?
Yeah, just Google Trawall. Go on Facebook. It's on the stakes. This steak. Thursday. Just turn up.
Turn up.
Yep.
Oh, it'd be a bit of fun. That'll be good.
Bloody oath it will.
Bloody oath.
It's dinner and show or just the show only, whatever you want to do.
Trawallestate.com.au/whatson is where you get your tickets.
And the other thing is these podcasts.
Yeah, you just go where you find your podcasts, check them out. They're all out there.
Righto. Beautiful.
I good like work. Good
thanks,
to see
guys.
You,
go on, you don't.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Now, Fat.
Yes.
The jokes.
Been good. Good week.
What was last Friday like?
Good.
I left.
Boom.
Left. Tick. Happily left.
You got a birthday plastic.
That. Yeah, we did. And so one good week doesn't make a summer. That's how the saying goes.
Here we are. Off to a flyer.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
Oh, my grandfather.
Grandfather
said to me, when I was a boy, I could walk into a grocery store with $2 in my pocket and walk out with a loaf of bread, eggs, and even some butter. But nowadays, there's too many bloody cameras.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
He's a thief.
No, thank you, Bill.
Grandfather was a thief.
No, Bill. Good
joke. I don't think you got it.
I don't think it's a joke.
By your reaction, I don't think you got it.
A really boring story. That's what it is. About an old bloke.
Yeah, grandpa. Yeah. Who used to
have a $2 note and then pinch stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But there wasn't anything that was remotely humorous about the boring story.
There's too many cameras. Like now. Oh,
no, rabbits. Long overdue playing of this song.
What are you wearing?
You have indulged Fat last week. But
what are
now
you wearing in that
you
what?
Deserve this.
I don't mind this song.
You're a thief. You just stole the last 90 seconds of our life.
Exactly. Well done, Rabbit.
Not bad from you with that stupid jumper.
Oh, no. Just a boring story.
No,
that's all it was.
It'll be all around the dinner
and
tables tonight.
A flat finish to a really good show.
Well, not really.
Anyway, we've got another big show coming tomorrow.
Who we got?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Start on your way to becoming a registered builder with the Trade Institute of Victoria. Head to tib.vic.edu.au. RTO 21920.